This week's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
They actually now are indicating that cotton area was 129,000 more acres planted than what was shown in June. So that gives us a U.S. total for all cotton area at just over 11 million acres, and that's up about 20% from where we were in 2009. We look at it on a regional basis. Most of the increases came in the Southeast and the Mid-South, so the eastern part of the belt. Southeast acres were raised 77,000 from the June report. The Mid-South was increased 50,000 from the June report. We actually saw a slight decrease in the acres in the Southwest, only 19,000, and then a small increase in the West, 21,000 acres relative to the June report.
Cut two, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Right now, USDA is saying we'll harvest just under 10.8 million acres, and that was out of the 11 million that we planted. It is interesting to note that, similar to the August report, the September report is still carrying a very low abandonment rate, or the percentage of acres that are unharvested, somewhere in the neighborhood of about 2.5%. So that just reflects the generally favorable growing conditions that we've experienced thus far.
Cut 3. Coming in 3, 2, 1.
Based off of this revised planted acreage number, as well as for their latest survey of growers in terms of production potential, they came out with their latest estimate for the U.S. crop, which now is put at 18.8 million bales. And that's up just a little over 300,000 bales from the August report. If we look at it broken down by type, that would be about 18.3 million bales of upland cotton and roughly 500,000 bales of ELS production.